You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Well, we have a very interesting topic for today's show on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Try this one on for size. Bringing light to the chaos of death's bureaucracy. And that bureaucracy word may throw you a bit of a loop, but just to take you back to Genesis for a minute, if you go right back to the very beginning, and, you know, the Jews... Really, I mean, for years in the Torah, this is a huge passage. The very first few verses of the Bible, God is going to bring chaos into order. And how does he do that? And you might recall one of the very first things he does on the first day of creation is he says, let there be light. And you might remember that it's not the sun that gets created on the first day. What gets created is let there be light, right?
Right.
And he's bringing light into the darkness, which obviously Jesus is the light of the world. And I think we're getting a picture that Jesus does not like chaos.
Right.
And for those of you who've experienced it, and I would have thought before I was age, 63 or 4, however old I am, that I would have experienced at the level I have. But I really, I experienced my mother's death. I experienced a lot of things, but I never have been the executor or the beneficiary or been through the bureaucracy that happens at death. But oh my goodness, Hans, you I was just not exactly prepared at all for what was coming my way.
Well, yeah. And it just, I knew what was coming and offered to help you with it and have helped a bit. And as your attorney, but what did we count earlier? How many bureaucracies? Your father's only been gone for about 6 weeks.
Yeah, I think there's 8. And the bureaucracies that I never would have dreamed all come, just picture your normal day that you don't probably want to deal with. On the same day or any given day, would you like to deal with the IRS and the Social Security Administration and Medicare and, banks and financial institutions and brokers, financial
brokers. The state
of
North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
And the county government.
The county government. Oh, yeah. You get
a big life insurance company.
Yeah, how many are we up to?
Yeah, plenty.
And so, some of the shockers for me.
You don't have Junior on your driver's license.
Yeah.
How dare you? The deceased.
Yeah, the DMV.
The decedent. The decedent is Robert Dillmore.
Right.
And you're bringing me a driver's license that says Robert Dillmore, but you're telling me you're Robert Dillmore Jr. That doesn't work for me.
Right, and so the DMV is in there too. But, the part that really, my dad's wish, and we spoke on it 3 days before, when he was still pretty sound of mind. Dad, who's the beneficiary on your life insurance? You are, son. Okay. What do you want done with that? And I knew that he had a very small life insurance policy compared to the rest of his estate. It was $10,000. What do you want me to do with that, Dad? He said, I want you to use that to pay for the casket and the opening of the cemetery because he'd bought his plot already, and I want you to pay for the transportation down to Savannah where he wanted to go. And all this stuff was supposed to be done with his $10,000. Oh, Dad, if you only knew what was in store for that life insurance.
Well, he had the beneficiary listed as a trust that didn't have any money in it that was never opened up from 2003. So he did a lot of things right. He was trying to do right in everything, and there were just some places there. I mean, had we followed that up a little further and just named you the beneficiary, probably be by now there'd be a check here for $10,000.
Yeah, depending on how things are set up, on your life insurance or in your estate, if you think people are going to be able to access your money very quickly, oh my goodness. it took nearly 3 weeks to get the death certificate back from the county, because we talked about the county was going to be involved. Oh, yeah, the county's involved.
Sure.
And so before you can ever send off that death certificate to anybody to open the state or anything else, you've got to have the death certificate. In order to go deal with his bank accounts, you need letters of testamentary. How do you say it?
Testamentary.
Well, to get those letters of testamentary, you've got to have a death certificate, and you got to make an appointment with a county to sit there and show them the will and all that stuff. So it's another week to get the appointment. And, you know, the next thing you know, you're 4 or 5 weeks into it. And then, oh, by the way, the Social Security Administration had made a deposit into his account. And we come to find out that they don't pay you the month that you pass away. They take that money back.
Okay, so why are we talking about all this today? I mean, this is, you know, the life insurance and estate planning chapter. Worry if you find them on the website. I'm a financial planner, and I make my business out of sitting down with people, really at any age, and trying to make this process more seamless or easier. There's always problems. So you're not alone in this, Robbie. But I want our listeners to, first of all, think about, okay, so are you the kid or are you the person, or, you know, in this situation? And my guess is if your parents are still alive or your in-laws or one of them is, you need to think about this in terms of you being in Robbie's shoes and needing to go take care of things. And if your parents have really not let you stick your nose into their business, or perhaps if they haven't done that with one of your brothers and sisters, is that somebody needs to sit down with them and find out where all this stuff is, find out how it's all laid out, or you're going to have a mess potentially worse than Robbie's.
Yeah, I mean, my father had done some other things extremely right, so we didn't have the chaos of poverty. Like, oh my goodness, how are we going to get Dad in the ground? You know, we didn't have that situation, but what he'd originally intended came nowhere close, because, you know, what you talk about all the time is when you sit down with a client, let's bring in all the stuff so we can really understand it and understand these beneficiaries and really get, because my dad, I know, 3 days before he passed away, thought that I was the beneficiary on his life insurance policy, but I wasn't.
Well, I know he was, because I was asking you, who's the beneficiary on the IRAs, on the life insurance? And you called. You talked to him. And so what all this means to our listeners out there, and we thank you for listening today, is first, think about it in terms of your parents or your aunts and uncles, of you being in Robbie's shoes, trying to make matters right and just finish up, close up a person's estate. First, you got to open it before you can close it and get things distributed according to their wishes. But then you need to learn from that. And Robbie certainly has. And then, you know, from that, you're going to plan for when you're in this situation. And none of us know when the Lord's going to call us. And we need to then get with our kids, or if we're in our 50s or 60s and you feel it's a little early to do that, you need to do this planning anyhow and perhaps tell them what you did and set up so that your affairs are set up in such a way that this is just going to be a seamless process.
Yeah, and if it, you know, we talked about at the beginning, bringing light into the chaos of death bureaucracy. And, you know, I had no idea that God was going to bring me this book, you know, I guess 16, 17 months ago into my life, you know, the Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living Your Retirement, which for me at the time seemed ludicrous because I was nowhere close to retirement. And I thought, I ain't retiring. What does this have to do with me? Oh, my goodness, what I needed to know, what was in that book and what the next 12 or, you know, 15 months of my life would be like. But bringing light to darkness comes from that book, which again, cardinalguide.com is the website, you know, that is the host of this show along with Hans and, you know, Cardinal.
Well, listen, if you want to get a copy of the book, first of all, you can get it on Amazon. But if you'd like to read, and specifically the life insurance and estate planning chapter, you can go to our website, cardinalguide.com. under the seven worries tab, you go to life insurance and estate planning. You can download both chapters under life insurance, first in the original book and the workbook. It doesn't cost you anything. And so, and then secondly, if you'd like to see the whole book, if you'll just send me a message on the website, just that you listen to the show and you'd like a copy, we'll be glad to send one out to you.
Yeah, because at the time I saw nowhere this connected to my life. Not even processing that, oh my goodness, you know, there are so many people in your lives that it's exactly what, and this is a different stage. And life insurance, something I never would have thought was an issue in my dad's life. You know, what you talk about there, so that people don't have the chaos of poverty, you know, specifically small amounts to, because I found out those things, they're real. They come at you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so the beauty of life insurance, number one, is it avoids probate. Now, you had talked before, the only time you had ever heard of probate was you thought that's kind of a fishing lure. Yeah, that the professionals use
Carolina rig, you know, that they use to the plastic worm, probate.
But all of what you've been talking about is probate, and it's just institutions and bureaucracies. And the life insurance business is a beautiful thing. You've got beneficiaries, and money gets paid directly to your named beneficiary, and that happens much before any of the will is going to get settled through probate. So it creates immediate funds that are available to your family to take care of your affairs and perhaps to take care of themselves.
Yeah, because at this point, they're going to be needing to take off work because, you know, to sit down with the county and go through what it takes to get those letters of testament and whatever.
Testamentary.
Yeah, those. You got to take time off to go make that stuff happen. And it costs money. I mean, it's real.
Oh, it is. And I think, you know, in the second part of the show, we're going to talk a bit about how much life insurance do you need in retirement. It's certainly not as much as when you're working and you have small kids and you have people to educate, but it's certainly more than you think it is until you've been through an experience like this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's real. It's going to come. It's going to be fast. And, oh, by the way, you know, the bank is going to tie up, or did in my case. I don't know if they do in everybody's. But it tied up my father's bank accounts, you know, for 3 weeks while they tried to get straight with Social Security because they'd made this deposit. And there was nothing I could do to change that. Fortunately, because my father had made other arrangements, I wasn't desperate for the money. But if I had been, it had been on like Donkey Kong because I can't touch it with a 10-foot pole until this Social Security gets what they're supposed to get.
Yeah.
So we come back. We're going to hear much more on bringing light to the chaos of desk bureaucracy, and there's plenty of it. Stay tuned.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well. Today with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, we're talking about bringing light to the chaos of death bureaucracy. Specifically, you know, one of the, you know, things that really I don't even want to think about what it would have been like if I was struggling to find money in this particular situation, and where life insurance really, you know, can bring some light into, you know, being able to take care of things that are going to come at you really, really fast. You know, you immediately have a, in my case, a grave that had to be opened. That was $4,000 just to open up the box, you know, because my father had bought the cemetery. There was caskets. There were pastors that needed to be paid and all sorts of transportation and, you know, dinners and all sorts of things that were going on as all this family came in from all over town, you know, and all of a sudden there was a huge, you know, I thought about it time and time again. Actually, Hans, how many times you said, boy, you know, when you're in that moment, it's not the time to be short on money because it just seemed like, you know, I've never seen such a need for things all at once that I, you know.
Well, and the last thing you want to be worrying about at that time is money.
Right.
And, it, you know, the weeks following, it's now been about 6 or 7 weeks. So what I want to talk about is a bit is, first of all, do you need life insurance in retirement? I mean, there's plenty of folks out there that write books and speak and write articles that the answer to that is they give is no. They say your kids are grown, you're through working, your pension's still going to come in, your savings is there. And there's many retirees that feel they don't need it. And so I'm not going to sit here on this show and try to talk you into it. I'm just going to give you my perspective is that if you're a married couple, you're going to have all of that to deal with, what you just mentioned of final expenses, and you're going to deal with the fact that you're now going to go from 2 Social Security checks to 1. The smaller of the 2 Social Security checks just goes away. So if you're the one with the big check and your spouse dies, then the spouse's check goes away with her. If you're the one with the smaller check and your spouse with the bigger check dies, you're now your check's going to still go away, the smaller check, and now you're going to get their check. Either way, there's going to be a loss of income. So that's the first thing for a married couple. Now, if you're alone, as your father was, and you say, well, what do I need life insurance for? Well, first of all, for those final expenses. And if you look in my, I mean, which, you know, I've put in this example on page 88 in the workbook, and again, you can download this chapter at cardinalguide.com. I just put this down as a minimum. I mean, for the funeral, $10,000. Attorney fees for estate settlement, I put down $2,000 as a minimum. That's for a small estate, but certainly that's not going to get you very far with a larger estate. But if you have a larger estate, ultimately the attorney can deduct it from the estate. Executor, $1,000. I mean, it just a lot of times with people with small estates, the executor doesn't get paid anything. What were you telling me that your attorney told you that the state of North Carolina allows?
Yeah, he said a minimum of 3 is a maximum of 5% of the estate can be paid to the executor. But again, you know, if the executor is in a situation where he's taking off a bunch of time for work and all that stuff, you know, it takes a long time from what I'm understanding, and I'm just beginning the process. You know, they say it will be a year before this thing's finished. And so if I'm waiting that long and I had to take off all his work in order to get that accomplished, you know, that'd be a difficult situation.
Yeah, so I just put $1,000 in here, so there's some small payment that could be very necessary. And then I put 6 to 12 months of income replacement, $12,000. So you add all that up, it calls for a minimum of $25,000, okay? And you say, well, what do I need income replacement for if I'm single? If I'm the last one to go, well, I mean, your house is not going to be sold immediately. I mean, your house, if you got a car payment.
Oh, and all the insurance, you know, it was kind of interesting on how all, it seems like every one of my dad's policies renewed in March or April, and here they all came. It was fascinating.
Sure, I mean, you got to pay taxes that come due and, you know, a condo maintenance fee and pay the heat and light bill, and you're, I mean, they're expenses. So the whole idea of having an income for a short period of time or an adjustment income for a spouse. So anyhow, I came up with in my book just as a minimum $25,000. Now, I think if you're in your 50s or your 60s and you have some substance about what you're going to be passing along, perhaps even more. And a lot of folks look at that and say, well, what's $25,000 going to do? Well, okay, if that's your reason for buying nothing, then a $25,000 is going to be very much needed. Anyhow, in my book, it gives several examples, and we're going to have a lot of folks say, well, I can't buy life insurance anymore. You can buy it, you know, in this book all the way up through age 89. I mean, we offer it in all 50 states. The District of Columbia, we can write people up right over the phone. You also, if you have health conditions, it gives prices in this book, age 55, age 70. So I don't want to get into too much detail here. We can write policies for millions of dollars. So don't think when I'm talking about 25 or 50,000, but I'm just speaking to the average folks, and I want to also speak to the fact that I don't care who you are, it's going to be wonderful for your family if there's a check that goes right when it's needed. It completely avoids probate. I'll help look through the policy, and I'll be there for your family, or my firm will be. I may not last any longer than you do, but
yeah, let's speak to that a minute.
Yeah,
that life insurance can be paid a lot quicker than what I'm experiencing because of the complications that happened because we hadn't done our homework and we didn't have the right people in place. You know, it may be 2 months before we see, you know, that particular check. But normally when the people are doing business with you, actually a call to the funeral director will explain it.
Well, yeah. So we talked about the people that are doing business with me. I mean, let's talk about, so if you come in to see me now and you either buy a new policy or you simply bring your old policies into me or you bring your parents in with their older policies or you just bring them in, I'm going to look through those. Very first thing I'm going to do on the life insurance policies, any annuities that they have, and any IRA accounts, I'm going to check all the beneficiaries, and I'm going to make sure they're up to date and they're worded exactly the way you want them. Now, what you'd asked me to make reference to, I've done this with several companies that where I'm handling the insurances, I'm going to call them and notify them that the person has passed away, okay? And I'm going to ask for this every time. I'm going to ask them if they have a way to pay claims based upon phoning the funeral home, okay? And on smaller policies, even some of the larger ones, they can get a copy of an obituary. They can talk to the funeral director. And I've had life insurance companies that will do that. And then once they verify that the beneficiary is the beneficiary, they'll release payment of the thing. But at the very least, we just need to send in a death certificate to them.
And that makes a huge difference. Plus, on the policies, people like in my dad's case, where he wanted to make sure that his last stuff was done, the casket and those kind of things, he could have done, because he was terminally ill under hospice, there's a provision to do a terminal
illness. Many of the modern policies have terminal illness provisions in them, where you just prove that you're terminally ill and you get some percentage of the death benefit paid out to you while you're still living for last expenses or for any other expenses that you have. Then they have critical illness, which is less restrictive. It just means that you've had one of this list of very critical illnesses like a heart attack or a stroke, and you can get in a percentage of the death benefit. And then they have chronic illness riders that will pay, if you're chronically ill, they'll pay some percentage of the death benefit. So there's there's ways to access that money before you actually pass away as well.
Right. And so you can see to some extent that I hope you're getting that it's not just the money that's the issue, it's having a way to figure out how to get this stuff done, which has to do with many counselors' plans succeed. Having somebody, if it's not Hans, I understand, but if you know, you need somebody in your corner to say, hey, that knows this stuff, works with it all the time, because I can assure you, nobody's trained in dealing with death 101. I mean, it's really helpful to have somebody there that has walked through this stuff constantly and be able to walk with you.
Well, yeah, and I also want to make clear that life insurance is for a lot more than just what we've talked about, this $25,000. If you want to leave something to your church and you want to do it in a very tax-efficient and you want to do it in a very expedient way after your death, you can use a life insurance. You can make them the beneficiary. If you want to make a bequest to a niece or a nephew or one of your grandchildren or the collection of your grandchildren, you want to give this to your university or life insurance, it just completely bypasses the probate process. And as long as there's a legitimate claim on the policy, and I take this stuff personally. So if somebody has somebody that's passed away and you need help with this stuff or they're about to pass away or whatever, I will help you. You just give me a call. You go to cardinalguide.com, find me, and I will be glad to look through all their paperwork, call the insurance company and help you, because I want to facilitate this process. I want to get the families the money that they're entitled to. And I also want to convince the people that are listening to go out and do something about this.
Right, right. Which is, you know, have that hard discussion with your parents or with your wife, as yeah. the case may be. You know, like, wow, we really need to sit down with an attorney and get these documents in order, find out who our beneficiaries are, make sure that we don't put this on our kids, that, oh my goodness, what a storm will come on them, because the bureaucracy is set up for this and they have their plans on what they want to do with your wealth, believe me.
We have an attorney right in our office, so I can guide this whole process for you. I'm a financial planner, and by living with so many clients and helping so many clients that are in the experience, we've become pretty good at the planning aspect of getting people ready for this when it happens.
Well, we always have more show than time, so we're going to have to catch you another time with more on this subject. Thank you for listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil, again brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Don't forget the guide after Cardinal, CardinalGuide.com. Again, you can get all these chapters in the book or there at the Seven Worries tab, or just contact Hans. Believe me, there's nothing like having a friend when you're in this situation. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.